producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven. My favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will, and trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are.
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Say what? Is that us? Holy cow, here we are, Saturday night. Sounded like I was coming through some other microphone more than this one. Anyway, welcome. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I am the aforementioned Kevin McCullough, even though I don't look like the aforementioned Kevin McCullough.
I think a lot of people would see you now and go, you're not Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they would say.
You look, I'm all kidding aside.
Yeah.
The weight loss.
Oh, that's months old.
No, but. You
but
look,
but
your skin
but
color.
I'm within a pound
you,
of where
went
I ended.
From, like, you know, corpse to human.
You've now said that to a bunch of people. He's Stephen Baldwin, by the way.
Oh, hi.
And, Nick, I don't know if we can get, can we get the vanity screen up? Because all we got is the Milky Way galaxy up there.
Boy, oh, boy, Kevin.
I'm
you
so...
lose a few pounds, get a new pair of glasses.
Yeah.
Now you need your vanity screen.
For those of you listening by way of radio, I am wearing my new glasses.
Is that it now?
Does everybody on the...
Ivan, has it ever been called... What is it, a vanity screen?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
No,
so we can see...
You don't call it a vanity screen.
That's what it's called.
I've been making movies for 30 years. I've never heard somebody say, could you activate our vanity screen?
That's because you work in film and I work in television.
Oh.
See, TV...
You work in media.
In TV, it's called a vanity screen.
You work in, like,
news.
So we can...
Like when I'm at Fox... They have two of them sitting there in the news studio.
And
that
somebody in the room would say, yeah, Kevin, take a look at your vanity screen.
Yeah, they would. They said,
they would.
Or they say, can you see yourself? And I check the tie and, you know, is it straight and everything? And yeah, because it's there for
I thought
for
it was just like a monitor.
Well, it is.
You've changed a lot.
But the purpose is to have the talent be able to fix whatever's wrong. Like if he's got, like, spinach in his teeth, he can look at the vanity screen to see if he gets
Let me see your rider for this program.
It's the same. Well, here's my rider. Steven shows up on time. If that's not in effect, nothing else is required. I can then, like...
you got me.
I can... Okay.
Touché.
We're done with that. Hey, you want to see, you want to forget, I am a little bummed. I am now old. I have to wear glasses now.
You look great.
Because if I didn't wear these, I couldn't see the vanity screen that's right there. Can you get a second shot from the two camera to show you how far, see, this is not, see if you can get this and pull back. It's only, how far is that from where I sit? 15 feet?
No.
Even
you have the
that?
Wrong glasses, buddy.
Okay, but if I take these off, okay, pan over to me. If I take the glasses off,
yeah,
and okay, that's how far it is. So I take the glasses off. Now pan back to the screen. Like I'm already fzzy on that screen. I can't see
when you
and
look at yourself without
and that's
your glasses.
Where the screen is. Yes, it's. I can't read the words on the
now,
bottom.
Can I show you?
Now I can see everything.
How well you've taught me.
Okay.
We've taken way too long talking.
We
about
certainly have.
Glasses.
Radio is completely lost on this.
Yeah.
But I am wearing glasses.
Kevin
now.
McCullough now wears glasses.
I am bummed. I've been
Baldwin
bummed
McCullough live radio show. Our number is 888-340-3373.
I never had to wear them my whole life. Have you ever worn glasses?
No.
Actually, you wear
Welcome
Harry Potter
glasses. Welcome to Saturday night. Baldwin McCullough live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. Our number is 888-340-3373. Call us. If you've never worn glasses in your life, then there's something that...
I can't mourn my good eyesight. The death of my good eyesight, I can't mourn that. Okay, forget that for a second. Went out with the family today. Went out with the family today. This was apple picking day in New York, New Jersey. We went to a little place called Demarest, New Jersey.
But almost like, isn't New York like one of the, if not the top, one of the top apple picking states?
Well, there's a ton of places nearby. But so we go out.
These are good apples, is what
I'm
saying.
They're good apples.
These are New York State apples.
Sure.
All right.
So we go to this place, Demarest, New Jersey. It's a little farm, and they've got pumpkins and stuff. Now, we often kind of brag about the boys and how cute they are in photos, but I have found evidence that one of them is evil.
Well, I bind that in the name of Jesus.
Hey, Nick, can you zoom in on this right here? Which one is giving you the look like I'm about to bust you big?
We took
like 15 pictures of the kids as they were out there doing the day, but that one is like, I'm gonna get you. You're gonna die.
No, it's not.
That's his sneaky look.
Cute as a button.
That's his sneaky look. That's little 3-year-old Jonathan. And that plays into a story you wanted to talk about. You said we're in the car coming to the studio tonight, and you said, have you noticed that there's a lot of people out there hitting other people for no reason? And I said, yes. Every day in my house, my 3-year-old just all
socks you, right?
Smacks my 5-year-old for no reason. Like, here's the thing. If I was the older brother,
I like your glasses.
If I was the 5-year-old in my house, which I didn't have any brothers, but if I had been, I would have been smacking the younger ones all the way around.
Well,
no,
yeah.
It's the 3-year-old. He walks up to the 5-year-old who's totally nice to him. He's like, Jonathan, you want to play? I'll play with you. What do you want to build? You want to make Legos? Whatever. Jonathan, no! Picks up a Hot Wheels. Just right across the face.
No, that's not good.
Then the 5-year-old comes out going, Dad, what'd I do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't relate to it. No. I would be afraid as a 3-year-old to hit the 5-year-old.
I'm the youngest of 6.
Well, but you were picked on. See, that's my point. The older brother's
brother
picked
Dan,
on the younger one.
My older brother Dan, like out of a Hitchcock movie one day, picks me up off the sidewalk.
I love these stories,
playing,
by
like,
the way.
Marbles or something. And walks me in the house, walks me up 2 flights of stairs, and throws me off the garage roof. 10 feet.
That's what I would expect older brothers to do.
It was like a scene from The Birds or something. You know, like you're there, and he like walks me to the edge, and he looks down, and he looks at me, and he looks down, and he looks at me, and like birds are chirping, and
push.
A little breeze, and he just, but not hard, he just enough to fall off the edge of the garage.
Of the roof.
Roof, yeah.
See, I would expect the older
Didn't
brother
break
to do that.
Anything.
Were your bones made of jello?
Something.
Did you flip over and land on your feet?
Even back then.
You flipped over and landed on all fours.
No, I
like Catwoman.
I smashed my head pretty good and jammed my wrist.
But no broken bones?
No, nothing.
Miracle.
Yeah.
See, that's what I expect older brothers to do.
That's why I'm late to this microphone call.
Not in our house. The 3-year-old tries to do that to the... And what's the sweetest thing is...
I've been hit a few times.
I've seen that. But now that the 6-month-old daughter is in the...
Yeah.
The two of them, they melt like jello around her.
Right.
They're like, oh, hi, baby Charlotte. How are you? And they like go into a competition of who can try to get her to smile.
You have 3 kids.
And, dude, I'm starting to think that if you don't have 3 kids, you're not a real parent.
Well, I have 2 kids that are like
See?
4 kids.
And there are things. That, but, no,
okay.
You have 2 kids. There are things you will never experience that only the parent of the 3 child knows.
But I come from a family of 6.
That's
so
true. That's true. That's true. Well, certainly, people that only have 1, they don't get to say that they're parents. You're something. You're no longer a married couple, but you're not really parents. Because there's too much left out of this. If you only have 1 kid, you know who did it.
Yeah.
You walk in and there's a puddle of water and broken glass on the floor. It's easy to figure out. There's none of this, well, I didn't do it. Jonathan did it. No, Jonathan did it. James did it. No, the dog did it. No, it's easy. You got 1, you know.
Yeah.
It's too much left out if you only have 1 kid.
In my biography about my life.
Still published and available for sale on Amazon.com. Go ahead.
I
It's titled The Unusual Suspect.
I recounted growing up in my family at 32 West Iroquois Street, Massapequa, Long Island, as being like... The Brady Bunch, if they were a bunch of crackheads, basically. I mean, imagine like a crack house with crackheads, but it's the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
That's
actually, I think they've made that
commercial. So it had its lows.
They've made that commercial now, haven't they? The Snickers commercial? Where Jan is really the chainsaw murderer in the living room.
See?
Have you seen
Art
that?
Art imitating.
I'm telling you. And then what's his name? The guy from Boardwalk Empire is Jan up at the top of the stairs, and he goes, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Anyway, I haven't seen this.
Pretty fun. No, it's good.
I'll have to look it up.
Snickers, they've done that. They've done all the retro TV shows, and they've made
right.
Anything.
They're funny.
Anyway, hey, it's Baldwin McCullough. We haven't been together in the same studio forever. Like, literally forever. Because last week, nobody was in the studio, because Stevie B was on the road, and I was in bed with a fever, to which he kept, and I didn't listen the night that the show was going. I listened to the podcast.
Right.
You got to be careful about this now.
Yeah.
Used to, it was gone, I wouldn't hear it.
Right.
Now I hear it.
Right.
I heard everything you said.
We had a blast.
I heard everything you said.
What did I say?
You were mocking my illness.
Oh, he had the sniffles. Kev had the sniffles. He just stayed home with the sniffles. He wasn't really sick. He just had
I'll pull up the text
tonight.
Message from you.
Yes.
Where, you never said I had a fever.
You want me to come in and barf on you? Are you only convinced if that happens?
You know, I'm feeling a little queasy. You said something like that.
What's the definition of queasy?
And I'm like, well, okay, Kev. You know, if you last minute you want to throw the responsibility of the whole show on me,
okay.
That's fine.
Hey, we're up
but
against our first
break. But you're a little queasy.
Hostile Takeover Man here is being a bit defensive, I think.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-09.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and the new guy here is Kevin McCullough.
Yeah.
Number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
And, of course, we haven't given anything to call about yet, so there'd be no reason for you to call. But there's lots of news going on in the world today. And, Stephen, there was this little incident that took place this last month. On 9/11, yeah. Actually, you know what? It was weird because the Pope, obviously, he's been like hanging out here on the East Coast, right? So yeah. He was here in the city, and I tried to avoid Manhattan like the plague yesterday.
A lot of Pope activity.
Yeah. So I watched his service at St. Pat's on, would that have been Thursday night, I guess? Mm-hmm. Thursday night? Okay. And he did Vespers there, which is a very fancy religious word for a prayer service. Mm-hmm. And he did a little chat at the beginning, and he talked about the importance of serving with gratitude.
Right.
And it was basically, his argument was, we should live a grateful life because of our encounter with Jesus and what Jesus does for us. And then he said, think of all the things, remember all the things that he's done for us, and basically live with gratefulness for that, and be sure to count our blessings. Which I was like, that's a good message. It doesn't matter who you are. We need to hear and live by that. And then he did some other things. Like he blessed the, or thanked, I guess is a better word for it, thanked the sisters of the church, the nuns.
Sure.
And I don't know the last time that a pope did that publicly, but the nuns that were in attendance were crying.
Yeah.
That the Pope would do something like that. So it was a very interesting. And then, of course, he went to Washington, D.C. and talked about climate change and why you shouldn't drive your SUV and all the rest of it. That part I don't understand at all.
Well, he's putting his money where his mouth is.
I don't understand.
In the Fiat 500.
Well, he is.
And you know they cut him a check for
that. But you know there's 35,000 scientists.
You know that's an endorsement deal for the Pope. Come on.
Probably.
Yeah.
But you know there's 35,000 scientists that have said that global warming is bupkis, right? So, like he's only telling one side of the story on that. And that's where I have a trouble with the clergy. Doing something along those lines. But all that to say, it started a conversation in the city of New York. People on the news last night going, I've never felt more close to God than going to the Mass last night at Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
Okay. If that opens your eyes and you start a relationship with God, you know, who am I to criticize that? But all that to say that at the prayer service on Thursday, he opened his remarks with a shout out of sympathy, simpatico, to the Muslims who lost their lives that day in the stampede.
769 now.
It was, wow. And there were like, I don't know, hundreds more, maybe more than 1,000 injured seriously.
Oh, sure, definitely.
And it all started, one dude was doing a wheelchair across the bridge, and he couldn't get it to go into third gear, and they just started like, all falling behind them, and then the people got all panicked and they couldn't breathe.
Are they running or walking?
I have no idea. But I saw pictures of the bridge, and it's just like, I don't know, they have like 25,000 people in a space for 3,000.
Right.
It was bizarre.
It's very sad.
But all that to say, he was very, thoughtful in what he was saying about the Muslims who died. And as the head of the Catholic Church, I think he wanted to reach out and say, you know, as Catholics, we feel compassion for people who suffer, and you guys are going through that, and you're making your pilgrimage or whatever. And so he did a shout out to him, you know, my prayers are with you tonight, basically, right. Something like that. Well, I didn't know about what you told me before tonight's show, which was 10 days before this.
Right.
A little other something happened over there. Now bring me up to speed on this.
Yeah. So, again, I all week I'm looking at stuff. I get emails from stuff.
Because working in talk radio, I don't do any of that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to coming to these mics and just having a good time with y'all. So this thing comes at me, and it was about the Stampede.
Okay.
So I click on it.
The 700.
And this particular article gives all those details, but then says, and oh goodness, isn't this, you know, really even more horrible in the wake of the fact that 10 days earlier, which was September 11th, 2015, a crane operating in and around the holiest mosque in Mecca, it's called the Grand Mosque, a storm blows up and knocks this crane over, and it falls through the mosque. It kills 256 people 10 days earlier. And I read the whole thing, and I'm sitting here going, crane goes through the Grand Mosque, holiest mosque in Mecca, and it happens on 9/11. And I just, you know, I'm a little kooky. And then I finish the article, and literally the last three lines are, duh, 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 and there has been a restriction of the construction company called Saudi Bin Laden for them to continue.
You got to be kidding.
So on 9/11, holiest mosque, crane falls through it, people lose their lives. That's terrible.
Of course.
Name of the construction company is Saudi Bin Laden. And the first two things, you know, 9/11, holiest mosque, I'm going, that's weird. The company's name is like a strike three for me, meaning, like, I'm sitting here going, did anybody else notice this?
Well, there
or is
should
it just
be
me?
Four strikes, because that Bin Laden, Osama Bin Laden, was in fact a Saudi.
That's what I mean.
So it's probably relatives. It's probably
the construction
like
company, who knows? Yeah. And the Bin Laden name is, regardless of the Bin Laden name being a popular Saudi name, holiest mosque on 9/11, company's called Bin Laden. Is it just me, or is that...
You're saying you think that there's a little karma in that whole mix.
No, I don't want to say that. I want to say,
you're asking,
is that just three things that kind of come, you know, like relate to one another?
You're asking if we should think there was karma involved.
I'm asking, is it just a coincidence or am I nuts?
888-340-3373. He just wanted to know if he's nuts, America. Let him know.
Please.
Stephen Baldwin is giving you permission to say he's nuts.
It hasn't been.
You don't want to pass up this opportunity.
Proven. But I won't get into a test I took once.
888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
Sanity.
The official rationale and reason that the crane fell
is wind.
On 9/11 was weather. Yeah,
right.
That's what they're saying.
Right.
Officially.
And I understand that. But it just, like, I'm reading this, and then it was just this odd ending that I picked up on for myself, which was, oh, and by the way, the company was called Saudi Bin Laden, and they're, like, not allowed to do any more work right now, according to the government over there, and blah, blah, blah. But I'm just sitting here. Holiest mosque.
Well, and not only the holiest.
On 9/11.
The largest mosque in the world, and surrounds the holiest site known as the Kaaba.
Yeah.
So the Kaaba and the largest mosque in the world, Saudi Bin Laden, the construction company, on 9/11, crane falls through the roof, kills 200 and, what'd you say?
56, I
56,
think.
56, so that's up from what the original report said, 107, but there were 239 seriously injured. So, but between the two, that's 1,000 people that died.
Right.
Related to the Hajj.
Is it just a coincidence?
Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
All right, that picture on your screen there, if you're watching on Biz TV, is not the Hajj. That's Times Square. They're not often confused, but tonight they might be. Welcome. It's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Baldwin McCullough Live, I should say. Because we're as much television as we are radio on Saturday nights.
More so. Kind of.
In some ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. 66 million households on TV.
Yeah. Growing.
300-plus radio stations on radio. But, yeah, it's probably an even split. Flip a coin, heads, tails, whatever.
Biz TV.
Biz TV. In great markets. New York, L.A., Dallas, Atlanta. All across the country. And if you can't get it there, you can get it online. You just go to their website and then click through to their Watch Online feature. You can also check on our
Facebook pages, because we got the link there. Anyway, we're talking about these strange accidents that took place, that have taken place, that are taking place at the Hajj this year. Because it's not completely done yet, is it? Is the Hajj completed? I don't think that, which is the annual, if you don't know what the Hajj is, it's this journey, it's this trek that people make to Mecca. It's a holy, it's an act of holy obedience or something in the Islamic faith. Anyway, you know that Iran and Saudi Arabia don't exactly get along.
Right.
It's the Shia Sunni thing.
Right.
Yeah. I Shia you and I'll Sunni you later. You know, that kind of thing. Well, here's the thing. Iran's now threatening, as of today, to take international legal action against Saudi Arabia's rulers over the crush of pilgrims. No pun intended. The crush of pilgrims. At this year's Hajj, which killed 769 people, including 136 Iranians. The pilgrims suffocated or were trampled to death Thursday when two massive crowds converged on a narrow street. See, I've always said that's a bad thing to do. Don't have huge crowds converging on small streets. Just a common sense thing. Guys, there's a thing called a detour. When you get at capacity, open one up. Start redirecting traffic.
Well, this is the fourth time or something like this.
I know, it's creepy.
The first time was like, you know, in 06 or something, and a couple hundred died there in a stampede.
Wait, they've had all these stampedes since 9/11?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Hasn't been since after
9/11. Huh.
See? Now you see?
See, you got me thinking. You said the first time was in 06.
We got a caller holding on here.
We'll get to James.
Yeah, we'll get to James in a second.
888-340-3373. Again, Stephen wants to know.
Because
I don't want to put words in his mouth.
Is it just me?
Is it just you?
Or is a crane collapse on the holiest mosque in Mecca on 9/11 by a construction company named Bin Laden?
From Saudi Arabia.
Just a coincidence.
That's the question. 888-340-3373.
And I'm serious. We're not trying to be funny. It's a serious question. So I want to hear from people. Is it just, am I being silly?
888-340-3373. See, before he suggested the question. See, it started out, was he nuts? Now he's asking if he's silly. He's like pulling back. He didn't really want to give you the liberty to go all the way there.
Well, they know. Everybody knows me.
888-340-3373. But it is an interesting.
Kevin, am I nuts?
I refuse to answer the question.
You're pleading the
fifth. I'm pleading my fifth on the grounds of self-incrimination. But Iran is now suing Saudi Arabia, saying, "Look, you didn't take care of this." Now the Hajj draws about 2 million people a year.
It's unbelievable. You got to see the video.
180. No, in fact, I looked up a picture.
But then going around the
thing. Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's unbelievable.
It's
wild.
Five layers of this road, and they're all just jam packed with people.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
So is it karma? Is it God's judgment? Is it a sick practical joke? Is it a pure accident? I mean, how do you describe
the coincidence?
1,000 people dying.
Right.
888-340-3373. All right. James is watching in Dallas tonight on Biz TV, and we're glad that he's with us.
Hey,
hello, James.
Y'all?
Good.
Hey, y'all doing all right?
Thank you. Yes.
Well, just going to comment. I mean, I think the karma bus is rolling around. The Bin Laden group. They're a multinational construction company. That's who financed Osama bin Laden. I mean, not directly, but, you know, that money that he had gained, helped him with his terrorist missions.
No kidding.
And, I'm hoping they get kicked out of maybe some of these construction jobs and lose some money.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've been told by the Saudi government now that they can't even keep working, if I understand it correctly. There's a report I read that said, they are permanently. I mean, you can imagine. You know, I'm asking the question. Kevin and I are asking the question. Is it karma? Is it? Could you imagine the Saudi government coming up to you and knocking on your door? That, you know, 5 minutes after that crane collapse, they're like, "Fellas, yeah, we're thinking this is some bad karma."
All right.
And that, you know, of course, they didn't, you know, stop any construction, you know, contracts after, they found out Bin Laden was involved in this, but. But, you know, now when it hurts their people, that's, you know, then that's when the buck stops here.
Yeah, I think you're right, James. Thanks for the call. Interesting note as we go to break, the deputy foreign minister of Iran has issued a statement. This had nothing to do with destiny. We'll pick up on that when we come back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
There's a live shot of Manhattan. If you're joining us on Biz Television, it's Kevin McCullough and Stephen Baldwin. Baldwin McCullough Live is the name of the broadcast, and we are grateful that you're with us. We're even more grateful that Mike Lindell and the good folks at MyPillow.com have made it possible for you to be guaranteed the best night's sleep of your life. I don't know of anybody listening in the sound of my voice. I don't know anybody in this building. I don't know anybody in my life day-to-day here in the New York area that hasn't had sleep problems. And one thing I do know, every single person I have turned on to the MyPillow has had an improvement in those areas. Friends, there's something to that. It's the technology. It's inside. It allows you to customize the support for your neck. You get the sleep. You go into REM cycle. They guarantee it. They'll let you test drive it for 60 days. Money back guaranteed for any reason if you're not completely satisfied. And then after that, if you keep that pillow, 10 years they will guarantee that pillow not to go flat, not to be deficient, and they will replace it if it ever does. So what do you have to lose? Nothing, except good sleep. So call this number, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. And when you use the promo codes tonight of KMC or Stevie B, STVB, or KMC, they're going to give you the guaranteed lowest price on everything in the store because you're one of our great listeners or viewers. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. Get a good night's sleep guaranteed with MyPillow tonight. 800-506-2641, promo code KMC or STVB, KMC, Stevie B. Baldwin McCullough Live is the broadcast you're listening to.
I just have one question.
Yeah.
How many pillows has Mike Lindell at MyPillow sold now?
6 million plus?
Yeah. So I think he's onto something.
Less than a 0.05% return rate?
I don't know what that means.
That's 99.9995% that have had a good experience.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Okay, so we're talking about the crazy stuff going on at the Hajj. A night at the Roxbury, no. But a night at the Hajj, yes.
Now, all kidding aside, this is sad stuff.
Sad stuff.
People lost their lives.
Very much so.
We're.
But me thinks that someone's protesting too much. You've asked an interesting question, Stevie B. You've asked, is it coincidence? Are these things just a matter of coincidence?
The three things.
The Saudi bin Laden company owning the crane that drops the thing that kills the 246 people to
but
start.
On the holiest mosque.
On the holiest mosque. On 9/11. We did that pretty well. Oh, that's pretty good.
That's good, bro.
Okay, now here's what I think. Some people are a little too defensive about this because the Saudi government immediately on their face on their Twitter feed put up the Saudi Hajj mishandling had nothing to do with destiny.
Oh, that's getting
nothing to do. It was not an act of fate. There was not God, no Allah involved here.
Right. You don't need to do the accent.
No, I want to. Okay. I want to.
It's not good.
Yeah, I want to. No Allah. No Allah here.
You've changed. Go ahead.
So, but then only 10 days later, they had another 769 pilgrims get run over. 934 in addition to that, and they died. 934 seriously injured. They had and Iran is now suing Saudi Arabia because 136 Iranian pilgrims were among the dead, 85 were among the injured, and 344 are missing.
Yeah, that's weird.
You're missing 340. Have you seen 344 Iranians? We misplaced them somewhere.
Yeah, that's weird.
So, and here's another thing. Here's another thing. One last thing.
Sure, we'll go ahead, Kev. You're on a roll.
Because this is well, you brought up this topic, but it's boggling my mind.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been in scary public situations. When I was a kid, I was at a place where a guy who was drunk and had a gun crashed into a car. There was a long line of people that me and my mom were waiting in to sign up for summer classes and swim classes. And this guy comes walking down the sidewalk with a gun, waving it out in the air. Cops come up, shoot and bang right in front of us. Like all of us could have died. Like that was scary stuff.
Yeah.
How do you? Okay, so they're all going across this bridge, you know, singing the Bridge Over River Choir, whatever. And the first guy goes down.
Right.
And so some people step on him. Hey, you're stepping on me.
Right.
Okay, tough luck. And so they crush him to death. How do you go from 1 to 769 without somebody going, do you think we should stop and help these people?
Yeah, that's boggling my mind as well.
How does that happen?
So,
I mean, especially for the religion of peace and love and joy and eternal rainbows in the sky and all the rest of it that we're supposed to think that Islam is.
First caller, James, you know, had his opinion. And that's a good question, too. Is there something that goes on in their faith?
Forget their faith. How does a human being sit there and go,
keep trucking?
Yeah, just keep on. Just get on down. Get
that's
on
weird.
Down the road.
No, and it's a great question. It's a serious question because, like, okay, so the New York City Marathon.
Right.
You know, some crazy, a million people. Somebody goes down.
They don't stop. They help him.
I don't get it.
888-340-3373. Let's talk to Richard, who's called us from New York, listening to AM 970 The Answer. Hello, Richard.
Yes, hello. I was just listening to you a while ago, and you were wondering if the Bin Laden construction company is Osama Bin Laden's family. And it is indeed.
Oh, it is.
Years ago, they're one of the richest families in Saudi Arabia, and Osama Bin Laden is a member of that family.
Now, I think we figured that part out. But, Richard, let me ask you this. Do you think that it was karma? Do you think it was
a coincidence?
Divine justice?
Oh, that's over my head.
That's above your pig.
You got an opinion?
I guess it's a coincidence. I don't know.
Just pure coincidence.
I don't know.
All right.
It's almost too good to be true to be a coincidence. It's too justified to be a coincidence.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's just it's September 11th, the holiest mosque, company is called Bin Laden. Is that just weird?
In Mecca.
In Mecca, yeah. The holiest site.
It's a bit more than just a coincidence.
Ah, Richard. There you go.
All right. Well, thank you, Richard, for the call and for confirming that it is, in fact, the Bin Laden family. See, that's what I thought. So, that's tough.
I wonder...
Iran should sue them. Don't sue Saudi Arabia. Sue the Bin Laden family.
Oh, sure. They could easily do that. Of course.
See, here's the thing. I think the Bin Laden family is kind of Saudi Arabia's Halliburton.
Well, probably.
That's what they're going to become now. Oh, well, you know, the evil Bin Laden family, they killed all of our own Muslims at the Hajj. Because they dropped their crane on them.
Yeah.
Anyway, 888-340-3373. We've got a ton of questions here. Is it coincidence? Is it karma? Is there no compassion left on the planet to get them to stop stomping on each other? Coming right back, Baldwin McCullough Live.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
It's a much more intellectual Baldwin McCullough edition.
Yeah, I'm scared.
With my new shades.
Very intimidated.
Yes, I look very smart.
Because I already thought
you
were
smart. I'm not one ounce smarter, but I just look smarter.
Oh.
No, I'm not.
Well, sometimes these kinds of things, they make you feel smarter, and therefore make you smarter.
888-340-3373. The discussion, as Stephen has kicked it into high gear tonight, is about this weird set of incidents that occurred at the Hajj. And he's asking a simple question, America. Do you think it is coincidence that all these things happen? They had 1,000 people die. 1,000 people. From a crane accident, that killed about 200 and something. And then they had 700 and something plus people that got stampeded just 10 days later.
Right.
And now Iran's suing Saudi Arabia because they're saying you should have done something to prevent that.
Right.
The crane that fell was owned by the bin Laden family. And it happened on 9/11 at Mecca. At the holiest mosque, the grand mosque, the biggest mosque, whatever. I don't know mosques. But anyway, that's what happened. And 200 and something people died. Stevens asked, is it just coincidence? Or is it more? 888-340-3373. From your perspective, your opinion, 888-340-3373. Now, I've also asked an interesting question I hope is interesting, and that is, how did you go from stomping one poor soul to death to 769? Like, you got to have a concerted effort to kill 769 people. Have you ever tried to kill 769 people? Killing one person is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
To kill 769?
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't just at one point go, I think Allah will be okay if we just, like, I don't know, put a do not cross ticker tape up for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a crime scene. We're going to work on clearing this. Get the bodies out of there. No, it didn't go. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. Martha's watching on Biz TV tonight in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Martha.
Hello. I about karma and coincidence, I don't believe in karma. I think it is God just connecting the dots for us.
You do?
And I think that we should... I think he's just trying to wake people up and to get us to think, you know. I mean, there's so many things. I never thought I'd reach my 80th decade, but here I am. And I wonder sometimes why I'm still here. And I know now because of a family situation, somebody in my family is very ill, and I'm here to be strong for
That's wonderful. That's amazing.
But I don't know. I'm not a mystic. I mean, I believe strongly in God, and I believe that He is just trying to wake people up.
So let me get this right, Martha, because this is the question I'm asking. On 9/11, crane collapses on the biggest mosque in Mecca, and it's a company called Bin Laden. You think that that's something God allowed to happen?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll be right back after this, Martha.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.